2GB shock jock Alan Jones is in hot water again after he told his listeners Australia needs more stolen generations. The controversial announcer said Aboriginal children were removed from their families for their own good and that children should be taken away from parents struggling with drug or alcohol abuse.
We need stolen generations. There are a whole heap of kids going before the courts now, or their families, mums going before the courts and dads, who are on top of the world with drugs or alcohol, and suddenly they go back into an environment where children are brought up in those circumstances. Those children, for their own benefit, should be taken away.
A petition calling on Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to stand against Alan Jones has reached over 16,000 signatures. The remarks have caused widespread anger in the Indigenous community. Carolyn Wagner reports.
I think it's a ludicrous call to make, and you know, at the moment we're taking more children than has ever been taken in the past, so I don't think there's any room for more stolen generations. I think we're actually at peak stolen generations at the moment, and we need to look at how we can be reducing those numbers, not increasing them.
Luke Pearson, founder of Indigenous X, a place for Indigenous storytelling online. Luke says the stolen generations never ended, and in fact children are still being removed at alarming rates. According to Grandmothers Against Removal, more Indigenous children are being removed today than at any other time in Australian history, and only 36% of Indigenous children in out-of-home care are being placed with their own Indigenous family. Luke Pearson again.
Yeah, when you look at the numbers, that is the reality. Even though the name stopped, that was never the policy, that was the name given to that period by historian Peter Reid when he was doing his research on it. But there's never been a point, you know, before the apology or since, where we've actually looked at those numbers and put in meaningful mechanisms to try and support families, to try and have a meaningful impact on the situations that are leading to child removal and address it. So even though the stolen generations has been given a time frame around the period of it, the reality of child removal has gone on regardless.
Indigenous ex-founder Luke Pearson. The Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare, or SNAICE, is an advocate for children to be kept safe within Aboriginal families. They published a guide to how best to prevent and respond to family violence in Indigenous families. They believe the high number of Indigenous children being removed from their families, being much higher than kids from white families, is a sign of racism in the system. SNAICE Executive Director Rachel Atkinson.
Safety is paramount, and we don't dispute that. There are some families that perhaps just cannot look after their children, but there are better options in keeping them in their communities, keeping them within their kinship care. However, when you look at some of the perceived judgments by our family service officers or our DOCS or Department of Child Safety right across, walk into a totally different culture and they're not exposed to this lifestyle, so therefore it's safer and better. They have their own perceived ways that their culture is more superior, therefore their children should not be left in this situation. You know, it was wrong. It is wrong to do that. That is not the answer. And what he said, it doesn't surprise me or shock me, I have to say, with the, you know, calibre of Mr. Jones. It doesn't solve the issue. That we've left a family behind that's shattered, and it's just reinforced the same old, as well as children being removed. They're put into this alien world, and they lose all those your fundamental connections to, and their identity of who they, where they come from and where they belong.
SNAICE Executive Director Rachel Atkinson. Indigenous ex-founder Luke Pearson has a message for Alan Jones.
I hope he just goes away. He surely can't have that much longer in him to keep saying this irrelevant stuff, but you know, at the moment, when he disappears, another one will take his place. So I think, you know, media does need to consider the sorts of messages they're putting out there and reflect on whether they actually add any value to the conversation or whether they just create more platforms for uninformed racist people to put out racist messages. So I said at the moment, if Alan Jones goes, there will be another 20 people to take his place tomorrow. So I really hope that the media organisations who are responsible for who they put on the air actually make some measures, take some steps to actually have meaningful conversations that raise awareness of what is actually happening, not just ignorant assumptions about what they think is happening or should be happening that are completely removed from reality.
Indigenous X founder Luke Pearson ending that report by Carolyn Wagner. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion have not yet responded to Alan Jones' comments.